The producer agreed, and filming proceeded. The Lizzie McGuire director, Jim Fall, heard little from Disney management during shooting. But after a screening of the nearly finished film in Burbank, Dick Cook came up and said, "I can smell a hit, and this is it." He proposed a sequel and offered Duff a two-picture deal, including $3.5 million for a sequel, plus a $500,000 bonus if the Lizzie McGuire movie grossed $50 million. Susan said they wanted $5 million. She also wanted a producer credit for herself and wanted Disney to pay her cell phone bills. In the midst of these negotiations, Susan acquired a script for a Cinderella remake in which the Cinderella character falls for a boy over the internet and wins his heart at a school dance. She shopped the project to every studio but Disney, and Cook was furious when he found out. He withdrew the two-picture offer, and the Hilary Duff Cinderella story went to Warner Brothers. Still, negotiations for a Lizzie McGuire sequel, as well as another season of cable programs, proceeded. As the opening of the Lizzie McGuire movie approached, Cook increased the offer to $4 million plus the $500,000 bonus. Lizzie McGuire opened on April 26, 2003. Reviews were beside the point. The screenwriters realized that the very qualities that critics like Roger Ebert lamented, the Lizzie McGuire movie celebrates popularity, beauty, great hair, lip gloss, and overnight stardom, were exactly the things that the target audience and their mothers obsessed over. Lizzie McGuire earned more than $17 million, the film's cost, in its opening weekend. Within 3 weeks, the gross had exceeded $40 million, and it seemed sure to surpass the $50 million mark. Susan demanded Hillary's $500,000 bonus. Cook refused on principle. She'd get the bonus when gross passed the target and not before. But he reiterated the $4 million offer. Susan said she wanted $4.5 million. Cook refused to budge and gave her a deadline of May 8th. The designated hour came and went with no word from Susan or Hillary's lawyer or manager. The next morning, Susan called. "Okay, we'll take the deal." "You missed the deadline," Cook replied. That same day, May 9th, Disney announced that negotiations for a sequel and an extension of the television series had ended. Disney thought they'd be able to bully us into accepting whatever offer they wanted to make, and they couldn't, Susan told Entertainment Weekly. "We walked away from a sequel. They walked away from a franchise." While Cook officially made the decision, the tactic had all the hallmarks of Eisner's stubbornness, determination to stand on principle, and to drive a hard bargain that had been seen on display throughout his career. But Roy Disney, for one, thought that Susan Duff had a point. He lamented the loss of Duff in a conversation with Gold, noting that both Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears had once been in the Disney fold. From Disney's point of view, the Lizzie McGuire franchise was already waning, with or without a new deal with Hilary Duff. She was getting too old for the tween market and too expensive for an uncertain future as a teen star. Cook was vindicated in one sense. Box office receipts fell off drastically for the Lizzie McGuire movie, and it never reached the